escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Bregman drives one high and deep in the left field. It is gone! A Breggy bomb, and it's 4-3 Red Sox. Grounded to the left side. Bregman picks it cleanly. On the run, throws to first. In time, game over. The Red Sox take 2 of 3 from the LA Dodgers.
And you can't take your eyes off Bregman.
Nice job, Stiz. You made me laugh. That was legit, caught me off guard. I laughed. Oh, Dan, nice job.
Thank you.
That was good. That caught me off guard, too.
I've started throwing, sprinkling in when they win, because when they lose, it doesn't really have the same impact. Dude. Sprinkling in little will drops. Yeah. We have the...
Well, you can do sad Will Fleming.
That's true.
Oh, wow.
A nightmare home runs, for the Red Sox.
Some of those consecutive home runs in innings where there's another one, and he just has that sad boy tone.
It was the Angels, and there's another homer.
Trout does. Oh, now he does have one.
And that's what we want. You want the new version of swinging a pop-up from your radio.
I want you to care.
Hey, my boy OB had a great call on the Bregman home run. He continues to bring it.
Oh, wow.
He had a great call.
And you continue to
call.
Suck up to
Dan
him.
Yeah, Dan is all in on this.
Stiz, what's this about, Stiz?
Like, I don't know.
Give me the background.
Maybe he's
Did
trying
Did you
to...
meet Dan O'Brien? Have you met him?
Who?
Have you met him, Dan O'Brien? I mean, Dave O'Brien.
I have not met either Dan nor
O'Brien.
Dave O'Brien
owns a car company.
That's his brother.
Ninkovich podcasts.
No, I have not. There's no ulterior motive. I mean, if he wants to hire me, I don't think he has that power, but he can.
What if he wants a personal assistant?
I don't know. Let's talk numbers.
I'm gonna have to, maybe Dave O'Brien's on Cameo. And I'm gonna buy like a.
Yeah, there's a weird thing here, a weird infatuation.
Yeah. I mean, does it pay more than being your personal assistant? Then I'll at least have the conversation.
No.
How about the Red Sox, though?
How about those Red Sox? They are a playoff team if it started right now, right?
Yep.
So they've avoided, the one thing we can say is they've avoided what we were worried might be coming, which was sort of the falling off the cliff.
So far.
Yeah, they have. They just have. They're 4-5.
So yeah. I mean, it's usually a gradual fall, but I'll give you that they haven't done
it. It looked like there was a chance it was going to be a little bit more than gradual for a little bit there.
Yeah.
You had the one outing with the walk-walk home run, which I continue to go back to, that one inning. If you don't go walk-walk home run, you're 5-4 right now, and we're talking about having a winning record heading into Minnesota, heading toward the trade deadline. They have been in a weird spot because they continue to do things. I talked about this last week on the best win of the year, according to Will Fleming, when I was like, there's still warts in there I don't like. Like yesterday.
Yeah.
How many walks?
9 in total, 5 from
We can't
Bueller,
even use the Joe Castig line of 7. It's 2 more than that. It's 9
it's
walks.
It's hard to do. In a 4-3 game, you'd look at that number and go, it's 11-10 after 12 innings
it's
or something
crazy.
Like that.
And we continue to have these, it's the first time in Major League history or the first time in X number of years that a team has found a way to win despite doing X, Y, and Z.
Yep.
Trailing by 5 runs, giving up 5 home runs, walking 9 batters. Half the time it's striking out somewhere between a dozen and 16 times in a game. Like, there's still plenty of warts.
Yeah. Yesterday, for example, was the third time in club history allowing 3+ walks to a number 9 batter.
That's not good.
First time since 1975. I am sick of having to wake up and read all these stats and see what the Red Sox did for the first time in 50 years or in club history. Can we just win a 4-3 game that is normal for once? And the answer seems to be no.
Hey, they're winning games.
They
one-run games. They're winning extra inning games. games. They're doing some of the things that we said if they had done early in the year, you would have been at a different spot. You would have looked differently at the standings. But right now, they are a wild card team. And oh, by the way, nipping at the heels of the Yankees to pass them for second place in the AL East as well as the primary wild card spot. The Yankees, that would be a baseball team that just lost one of the top, and we're talking about one of the top three Patriots going down.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Judge, you might have heard of him. He's one of the best hitters in on the planet right now.
Top two, top three, yep.
So you lose a hitter like Aaron Judge, and they already haven't been a dominant baseball team.
Nope.
So you take that out of their lineup. There is no reason to believe you shouldn't be passing the Yankees up soon here. You got a team like the Rays that you took care of heading into the trade All-Star break that now Yadni Diaz might be a guy that's available to the Red Sox, might be a perfect candidate for first base as you start to figure things out because now with Marcelo Meyer, side note, Marcelo Meyer, injury yet again,
mm-hmm.
which is just becoming part of his makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Midway or later in the season, whether you're at A-ball, AA, AAA, or the major leagues,
yep.
you're dealing with an injury.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah,
I have that in my three-point stance because there's something very concerning about that.
But as you move these pieces around, we now have a different perspective at the trade deadline. I still have the same big-picture perspective. If you want the big-picture takeaway, nothing has changed for me. His name is Joe Ryan. Go get Joe Ryan.
Yeah.
He's not available. He's available. Yeah, everybody's available.
All this stuff is posturing, by
million
the way.
Million-dollar man said it best. Everybody's got a price.
Did you hear the report? Actually, it was Bradville earlier today who said the Red Sox are no longer inclined to move Duran. Call me in 3 days.
You know what that felt like?
What?
Like a five-year-old's fighting on the... Oh, Joe Ryan's not available? Well, neither is Jerry Duran to take that. That's what that, like a very immature,
yeah.
if your guy's not available, then my guy's not available.
Right.
And then, as I think it was Sam Kennedy said, guys that weren't available late last week, all of a sudden, you get closer to Thursday, become available.
Yeah, because then all of a sudden, A.J. Preller gets a little antsy out in San Diego, and you see how much it costs to get Fernando Tatis.
But we added another layer last night, Aroldis Chapman, who's been one of the few tent poles of this team. Like you had, the trio of all-stars that they added, obviously, but even Bregman missed some time.
Right.
Kind of Crochet and Chapman have been really the only tent poles, the more I think about it.
Yeah.
Story's been up and down. Rafaela had the slow time. Like everybody's been up and down or streaky. You had Crochet and Chapman.
Yeah.
Chapman,
and then maybe throw Narvaez in there. He's still been pretty consistent. I know, yeah, catcher's interference notwithstanding, but...
only five were his, I think.
Okay, there you go. That's fine. Apparently, they're all Veritech's fault, but I digress.
Yes, but Chapman leaves with a little tightness in the back, which I agree with Cora. Like, it seems like they were working out of caution, although the velocity was down. He was throwing in the mid-90s instead of 100, or maybe they forgot to fluff the gun, and that was the actual velocity of his pitches.
Oh,
nope. But out of caution... I also just worry about an older guy. Like, that's just the, what is he, 30, 40, 39, whatever he is. Older closer, back soreness. That's just one of those things.
37.
I mean, 37.
You're
okay.
Well on your way.
A little,
late 30s?
Yeah, late 30s closer that you want to throw 100 miles an hour with back tightness. Now, you do hear that he takes great care of his body. He's a routine guy.
Yeah.
Does everything, the whole thing.
He's a giant.
No. And we've fallen in love with him, but that's just another layer that as you approach the deadline. And we've seen some of these relievers, and we're going to go over the lists of names later that could be Red Sox, might not be Red Sox, might be traded, might not be. Seth Lugo was removed from consideration. He signed signed a two-year extension with Kansas City.
Can you imagine, man?
Which is very, very weird to me.
Why?
Does that happen in baseball? Like, I can't remember... In other sports, like extensions happen, thing. Oh, this guy could be traded, but now he signs in football. It's very common.
Yeah.
I just feel like in baseball, I don't really remember a guy who is in trade conversations the week of the trade deadline suddenly signs a two-year extension to stay with the team. It just feels weird.
No, that is relatively rare now that I think about it, especially for a guy of his profile being in his late 30s and a team like Kansas City, which has shown, that they'll add around the fringes, but mm-hmm. $46 million to a guy in his late 30s is not a typical Kansas City move, but I'm happy for their fan base. I mean, that's a commitment to a guy that's been a sub-3 ERA pitcher, so I would guess he's not going anywhere.
617-779-7937. Are you buying into the Red Sox? Our big guy, when we talk to him tomorrow and for the next couple days this week, he has to buy in. He promised if they go 6-6, 12 games out of the break, Ted Johnson is jumping on the bandwagon. While they are 4-5, they're going to Minnesota. They just need to take 2 out of 3, and they don't have to face Joe Ryan. He might even join their team at some point later in the week.
Please.
So, Ted Johnson, get your butt ready to jump on the bandwagon. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. Jake in Boston. What are your thoughts on your Boston Red Sox, Jake?
Well, a couple things. Number one, I do think that Paul Skenes is sneakily on the market for a very lucrative price, and that is because Pittsburgh needs to deal him before his eventual Tommy John surgery, which is going to happen given how hard he throws. That's number one. Number two, I am still triggered this past weekend from watching Mookie Betts walk around our infield in that beautiful Brooklyn Dodgers cap. And then, you know, every so often I'd notice the Fenway signage, you know, flash up to the woke stuff that they've had out there since 2020. And I'm thinking, like, you know, this ownership has made a big deal about Tom Yawkey over the years. And I think his views evolved to be more in line with our public viewpoints over time. Meanwhile, the Red Sox ownership has gone from being very free spending to being very, very cheap.
Jake, what the hell does this have to do with anything?
They didn't want to pay the best African-American player they've ever developed, number one. Number two, do they want to pay anyone, period, because they traded Rafael Devers. That was another big money contract that they – so they've gone from being very free-spending, very cheap, and it was very noticeable when Mookie Betts was there.
All right, thanks for the call, Jake.
I don't know what that has to do with race. But
that brought a lot of stuff together. I mean
– that was a bit too conspiratorial for my taste.
If you go back and remember, and I get – there's a lot of time on, you know, water under the bridge here. A lot of the issues with the Red Sox, if you believed their side of things, is their books had gotten out of whack. They were above the tax threshold for three straight years. So if they signed, it was a little Celtics-like. It was a little second apron.
Yeah.
And if they had signed him, if they had signed him for $300 million, it would actually be $475 million with the penalties and dollar for dollar and all the, I don't remember all the details. And the second part of it was baseball was going in a certain way with contracts, which it's gotten back to. And then COVID hit, and Mookie Betts signed for less than he was asking for, I think, because he said, you know what? I'm going to take the money that's on the table because I have no idea what the hell this pandemic is going to do to sports, the world, the economy, baseball. So there are some extenuating circumstances. That being said, I'm with everybody else. If you still want to be pissed off that Mookie Betts comes to town every once in a while with the Brooklyn Dodgers, because that's the hat they had on.
Right.
The Los Angeles Dodgers, you have every reason to be mad about that.
For sure.
He's a generational Hall of Fame talent who should have never left.
Yeah, he's going to
figure out the rest.
He's going to go into the Hall of Fame in that Dodgers hat, presumably, and that's going to be another kick to the groin of Red Sox fans who were alienated by him leaving.
Right, but like my comparison to the Celtics, so you got in some weird financial positions. You didn't trade Brown and Tatum. You got rid of other pieces. You figured it out in other ways. The Red Sox didn't do that. They got rid of Mookie Betts and kept Devers in the long run over Mookie Betts and Xander Bogaerts. Although Bogaerts kind of stinks now in that contract that San Diego gave
him.
Awful.
We'll see where Devers goes on that as well, but they were bullied into the Devers one. So
they were. Well, they kind of bullied themselves, though.
Yeah.
If you signed Betts, you don't have to sign Devers. You can let the guy who doesn't want to play any position and it doesn't really compete for the team
right. And
just cares about himself. And now, if you've been watching out west, is booting the ball all around at first base. But
gee,
hey,
who could have seen that coming?
I mean, he was getting outs, technically.
Technically,
he was getting outs.
Of the two that were available for him to get, he was at least getting one of the outs. Yeah, you're right.
617-779-7937, continuing to react to the Red Sox as we come up toward Thursday's trade deadline. They're in Minnesota getting ready to take on the Twins. We see your calls lining up. We also need to react to the manager's reaction. He was not happy Saturday at Fenway Park. He didn't go over the top. He didn't flip a desk or yell at anybody. But I thought he made it quite clear he was not happy. And you know who he wasn't happy with? You people listening, the manager's mad at you. We'll talk about it next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
You mentioned a couple times recently that the atmosphere here has felt like October.
Not in the first inning. That was Dodger Stadium, like, to be honest with you. I never seen so many people from the opposition in one ballpark. That was different. Yeah, credit to them. They done an amazing job throughout the years, getting into October and making a habit of that. And their fan base, you know, they travel well, but that was loud. That was very loud. Never seen anything like that.
Okay, this happens to me a lot. That's Alex Cora Saturday complaining about Fenway Park when the Dodgers are hitting home runs and there's a lot of cheering going on. But this happens to me, Stiz. You play it, and I think it's when I hear it through my headphones.
Okay.
A little louder.
Yeah.
And I maybe listen a little bit closer.
Blocking out the noise, just listening to what's in front of you, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I no longer think he necessarily was ripping the fans there.
Really?
I think he was ripping the front office.
Can we do it again?
Yeah, it play that again.
October.
Not in the first inning. That was Dodger Stadium, like, to be honest with you. I never seen so many people from the opposition in one ballpark. That was different.
Yeah.
Credit to them. They done an amazing job throughout the years. Getting into October.
Stop.
Making a habit.
There it is. Perfect.
He basically said when you build a team that actually plays in October.
Getting into October.
Playoff games, wins World Series, that's how you fill ballparks, and it doesn't matter where. They bring the excitement with them. Why do we not have that kind of excitement even on our home-friendly Fenway? Because we haven't done any of that over the years. We fade into oblivion over the years, finish in last place. We don't do anything at the damn trade deadline. We don't take advantage of seasons when we're 53-47 or whatever the hell record is, has been three straight years in the middle of the season. I am letting you fans off the hook. We'll get to ask him tomorrow, Alex Cora, 2:30 here on WEEI Afternoons. But I initially thought he was pissed at fans, and that's right. Where I was. I was like, the team doesn't invest, and then you don't invest. But he's calling out the team for not investing. He's saying because the Dodgers invest and because the Dodgers have built a consistent winner, they travel like that. Why don't we do that, Craig Breslow?
Thank you. I'm glad somebody actually was willing to go and say that out loud. And I would like to congratulate John Henry and Fenway Sports Group on accomplishing their goal. Because Fenway was packed this weekend. It was packed to the gills. There were fans everywhere.
The business was good.
The business was good.
The ball club was bad.
The ball club, the actual fans that are supposed to be rooting for the team that you own were bad.
Right.
Because you have spent the last half decade plus. We don't need to relitigate all of this, but you spent the last half decade plus.
This guy.
It annoys me because you've alienated your fans by we just had the conversation about Mookie and Xander Bogaerts and Rafael Devers. These guys who, whether you like them or not, whether they were overpaid, are homegrown stars that you saw jerseys as far as the eye could see. Your Betts, your Bogaerts, your Benintendis, your Bradleys, your Christian Vasquezes, these guys that came up through the system who were Red Sox stars that you got rid of, crying poor as you did that, just to replace them with guys who were not as good and had no relationship with your fan base, and then you continue to charge $1 million for tickets and beer and hot dogs, and you've just monetized the Fenway Park experience. Come tour America's most beloved ballpark. Take a picture. Put it on Instagram. Buy our $20 beer and our $15 hot dog. We don't care what jersey you're wearing, what color you're wearing. Just sit there and pay us, and we'll be happy. They're sitting in right now what they've created for about a half decade.
I just didn't expect the manager to be the one. He's good, too.
Me neither.
Because he points things out in a way that isn't over the top.
Yep.
It's subtle. But if you really listen and think about who he's talking to or why he's saying what he's saying, he says things.
Absolutely.
So tomorrow, when we interview Alex Cora at 2:30,
I will pussyfoot into that
question.
Andy is
going to ask him, so Alex, who were you more upset with, the fans or the front office?
And he will say, ha, 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 and then he'll have a really good answer.
We're a good baseball
team. Don't
matter,
the question got asked.
He'll laugh and have a good answer. But no, you're right, because I was doing this watching the game when you're like, we want to like the Boston Red Sox right now. We want to like this team. And this team has some fun future players. Roman Anthony might be a Hall of Famer, as Tom Caron predicted on the Nesson pregame show on Friday night that I was watching.
Yes.
Picked him as a future Hall of Famer. Felt a little early, but whatever.
Yeah.
The Dodgers have Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Shohei Ohtani, Teoscar Hernandez. You watch them and you're like, damn.
Yes.
Damn. That's either a guy the Red Sox couldn't get, wouldn't get, wanted to, interest kings, and they just line him up, and then they pump him through, and they trade him away, and they do whatever they need to do. And then they have other guys that you're like, it's not Ohtani and Freeman and Betts. And you're
no,
like,
but they're
wait,
homegrown
that guy's
guys.
315?
Yeah, they're like, homegrown
yes.
guys. You may
but
have
those
never
are the
heard
guys
of them before.
We'd be excited about that are the core of the Red Sox. For the Dodgers, they're the second half of the lineup. They're the complementary weapons around the big money free agent signings or trades. And
right.
they have built a monster. That's almost like a traveling carnival of baseball, like, exhibition.
Yeah, it's got a bit of, like, Harlem Globetrotters, not
Whatever.
Even Savannah. Yeah, but, like, the Dodgers are coming
yeah.
to town is an event, which is what the Red Sox are supposed to be.
Right.
Based on the financial workings of the franchise and the fact that you, the Yankees, and the Dodgers were supposed to be the power of baseball. The Dodgers are a spit in the face of Red Sox fans because they are everything that you were sold that
yes.
the Red Sox under the post-Dombrowski era were supposed to be.
I mean, literally, we were sold that Chaim Bloom was Andrew Friedman.
Yes.
Like, he's going to do the Tampa thing with money. Like, that was basically what you were going to run it developmentally like Tampa, but have the money like the Dodgers and
right.
the big market and
well,
blend
which is,
those
that's
two.
Just the Dodgers now. That's just what the Dodgers
yes.
are. They have
yeah.
the development. They have great
yep.
prospects. And some of them, to your point, some of them they promote and keep and become stars in their own right from, you know, the Jock Peterson, Cody Bellinger era to where they are now.
And then they move on when they need to.
Right. And then the others they use as trade pieces to go bring in the veterans and the stars that they need to be a World Series contender. They are everything that you want to be, which is so frustrating.
And it's even more frustrating when it is right in front of you on full display at Fenway Park on the field.
Yep.
What they're doing, hitting home runs, and off the field because their fans are watching their traveling carnival of baseball. Like it's sort of like a carnival. The bearded woman, the strongest man, all these things are on full display. That's the Dodgers. They were at Fenway Park. The manager was annoyed. Initially, I thought at you, the fan, but then I realized he's more annoyed at the front office,
Good
the organization.
Man. Good man.
Build a winner and they will come. You will not have Dodgers fans at Fenway Park. You'll have all Red Sox fans if you build that kind of a baseball team. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, coming up on 3 o'clock. That means it's time for the three-point stance. And Dan Ball in the big chair today for Ted Johnson and Fitzy is fired up. We'll also have Brian Ferzocco joining the show to give his three-point stance, which I'm just going to assume has to do with the NBA because he only wants to talk basketball.
Surprise you.
Oh, he's going to surprise me. A surprise.
He might. He may.
Surprise three-point stance up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.